We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is JR with you this beautiful Saturday afternoon, holding it down on 92.9 The Game. I am here with you until 5:30 p.m. We're going to have the pregame between Atlanta United and the Colorado Rapids. So we got quite a few things to talk about. Obviously, the NFL draft is still rolling on. I'm not too happy with some of the results. We still have the Atlanta Braves. They're going. Mr. Foltynewicz is going to make his season debut. And then we're going to try and figure out a little bit later on in the show as we get closer to the soccer match, you know, what's going on with Atlanta United? When are they going to get things going? You know, they should actually get a nice start today against the Colorado Rapids. They need to pick things up. But we know it is all about the Falcons. You are probably tuned in to the draft. And I got to tell you, I'm disappointed. I'm a little sad. I'm not happy with their picks. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. If you want to holler at me, you know where to find me, at 929thegame on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can hit me up direct at JR Sport Brief. Listen, folks, it's story time, okay? I was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Thursday for that first round of the draft. I was there, soaking in all the sights, hanging out with all the fans. We were eagerly awaiting to see what the Falcons were going to do with that 14th pick. I was hoping for some defense. I was hoping that we would get a big body up front. I was hoping that maybe we ended up getting a corner, someone who maybe could supplant a young Isaiah Oliver. I'm real interested to see what he does this upcoming season. Someone who could go out and supplant a Trufant, who we know he hasn't lived up to that big contract that he signed. So we eagerly anticipated for hours and hours from the start of the draft until we got a little bit closer to 10 p.m. And I got to tell you, standing on that field, Roger Goodell, Saunters and sashays his way up, Swag walks his way up to that microphone, and he gives the pick for the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday night. And he comes out and he says, with the 14th pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Chris Lindstrom. The air just literally, I don't even know if the air went out the room, because if it would mean people did something, that there was some type of reaction, that people had to breathe in and breathe out for air to leave the room. There was kind of no reaction. It was like, hey, Chris Lindstrom from Boston College, we selected a guard. Let's go on home. And then to trade up with the Rams with that 31st selection still in the first round and to select Caleb McGarry was also kind of like, okay. And we all get it. Anybody who watches Falcons football gets it. We understand you need to protect Matt Ryan. You gave Matt Ryan a big old contract. You signed him to a deal last year. You tacked on an additional 5 years to his deal. You decided to give him a bucket and boatloads of money. We understand that. You do not want to see Matt Ryan being a five-year, $150 million cockroach on his back while the world just rotates and goes around him. The poor guy, Matt Ryan, was hit 108 times last year. He was sacked 42 times. He was running for his life. And granted, even with the injuries to Devontae Freeman, they were able to put up points, the Falcons' offense was. They were ranked ninth last year in yardage per game. They were able to put up points. In my opinion, they should have gone defense. Granted, a lot of those tackles were gone off the board, but they still had an opportunity to go forward. Heck, they could have selected a cornerback. And I get it. You want to keep this man upright, but what about the signings of Jamon Brown? What about the signings of Carpenter? You bring in a right guard? You bring in a right tackle? Are they going to just automatically start right out of the gate? Are they going to start right out of the box? Did you waste money in signing these two guys? And yes, I understand we all want depth. It's football. We're not playing tiddlywinks. Players get hurt. We've seen it. We certainly saw it on the offensive side of the ball. We saw it on the defensive side of the ball last year with the Falcons. Depth is important. You don't expect any player, you would hope, but you don't expect any player to go out there and just absorb all of the snaps. It doesn't go down that way. But in the Falcons' case, I think they would have been okay with their offense this upcoming season, the 2019 season. But when it boils down to the defense, I still have those concerns. So I'm a little bit disappointed in what they've done. And granted, they had some opportunities, and they have today gone out and added a defensive end. They've added a rusher. They added a cornerback, Kendall Sheffield, out of Ohio State, to play corner. He's a track star, okay? Does he have ball skills? Is he going to develop ball skills? Or is he just going to get picked on in the secondary this upcoming season because he's a rookie? Okay, we know you can run, but what are you actually going to do when the football is air? They pick up John Kaminsky out of Charleston in the fourth round. Okay, he's the first player drafted out of that school in 76 years. He's a freak of nature, 6'5", 286 pounds. He's more of a run stopper. Even though he plays on the edge, he's not going out there to get sacks. Are you going to give up on attack McKinley? Are you going to give up on other rushers? Are you going to just put him out there? No. So you have rookies who you need to develop. And I think what the Falcons did was pretty short-sighted. The players that they've drafted, especially on the offensive line, by the time, this is it for the Falcons. They have to strike now. Dan Quinn's behind is on the line, depending on what happens this upcoming season. He has a lot. I give him credit. He has a lot of confidence in himself to really go out and say, I want to develop some of these offensive linemen, as opposed to saying, I'm going to strengthen my defense. Dan Quinn's MO is defense. We know what he did out in Seattle with the Seahawks, but he must have a whole lot more confidence than I do and what he has out there on the floor, on the field, than I do. Because the offense would be passable. The defense still needs some work. And I don't know if the Falcons, who gave up buckets and boatloads of yards last year, are going to have a different situation. If anything, I think the Falcons' offense now has more pressure on them to go out there and put these points up. Atlanta last year, they were 28th in the league when it came to total yards allowed per game. They gave up almost 385 yards a game. That has to do with the pass rush or the lack of a pass rush. And it also has to deal with corners who can't stop anybody. One certainly has an impact on the other. So I think the Falcons, in my opinion, I think they're in trouble. I mean, going 7-9 last year certainly isn't forgivable. Well, you can't forgive them if you want to blame it on the injuries. But having another bad season, a sub-500 season, going not, let's say, a 10-6 and getting into the playoffs, I think that's a disappointment for the Atlanta Falcons this upcoming season. But let's listen to someone or two gentlemen who will happen to be happy this upcoming season. Chris Lindstrom, coming out of Boston College, he has his own thoughts. Let's listen to how he feels on now being an Atlanta Falcon.
It's unreal. It's a dream come true. And, you know, we kind of talk with everyone here, and I'm just so happy that I'm an Atlanta Falcon. You know, it's kind of hit me now just doing this. I'm like, wow, I'm really an Atlanta Falcon. I can't wait.
I'm happy for him. It must be a real dream come true. I don't know if it's a dream come true for everyone who's going to be watching. It's going to be very interesting to see if he goes out and supplants, you know, Jamon Brown on that line. It's going to be a training camp battle. Jamon Brown is not a scrub. This is someone who helped stabilize the New York Giants offensive line last season. They acquired him from the Rams. They were able to bring him in, and he helped keep Eli Manning upright. Is Chris Lindstrom going to come in and do the same thing for the Falcons? Is he going to move Jamon Brown out the way? It's to be seen. You know, rookies are slow to develop. That they don't just necessarily put them out there, especially at the 14th pick. This is something you expect. You expect an automatic starter. I don't know if that's what you're going to get, supplanting veteran linemen. I don't think it goes on that way. And then you talk about Caleb McGarry. He has his own thoughts. And he played out way out in Washington. And you may not know about him, but he has described, and his game has been described as nasty. Okay? Let's listen to him explain to all of us what makes him so nasty.
Just that desire to really, you know, finish blocks and, ruin the D-lineman's day, I guess, really. That's the whole goal of an O-lineman.
That's the goal of an offensive lineman. I don't know if he's he may actually have a better chance, in all honesty, of starting at right tackle to keep things moving than your main man Chris Lindstrom does at right guard. Regardless of whether he's nasty or not, I'm nasty. I'm pretty nasty, mad, angry, and upset that the Falcons didn't go defense outside of the box. They messed up. They blew it. I don't think we will see an improved defense this upcoming season, and it's something I wanted. I just wanted. So to see the Falcons go out and take two linemen, I'm disappointed. I'm upset. Kind of mad because I don't think they got any better. And I wouldn't be surprised if they missed out on the playoffs. The Falcons, they have some work to do. Are you happy with what the Falcons did in that first round of the draft? You're getting linemen later on. You draft a cornerback later on. Don't you think the Falcons could have done better in that first round? What do you think? Call up 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929. What did you think of the Falcons' first round? Should they have been aggressive in going and getting a defender? I think they blew it. Hit me up. It's JR holding it down with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. JR with you here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. The NFL draft is finishing up, but it gives all of us a chance to really look at what's going on and give our thoughts, and that's what we're doing. I ain't happy with what the Falcons did. I'm not. They picking up all these defenders later on in the draft? You couldn't get a big impact defender at the start? They wanted to go guard. They wanted to go tackle. It's a little too late. The offense was okay last year. The defense, it's like that leaky faucet in your house. Just runs. Doesn't matter how much you turn the knob. You got to go under that sink to fix it. Falcons had a chance to do it, and they did not. They blew it. I don't think the defense is going to be improved. Are those ends, are they going to pick up their game? Are they going to be better? Are we going to get the same old from a Vic Beasley? We going to get the same old from Tack? Granted, the big defensive guys that we wanted, I mean, let's face it, Quinnen Williams, he wasn't sticking around until 14. He ended up going 3 to the Jets. Okay? Everybody that we would have wanted to be there wasn't necessarily going to be there. And we can't be surprised and we can't be shocked about it. There's no doubt about it. You know, who knows? Maybe the Falcons would have taken Christian Wilkins out of Clemson. ended up going to Miami right before the Falcons had their choice. But I think they blew it. I want to know what you think. 404-741-0929. You know all the social media. It's at 929 The Game. Shout outs to my main man, Ken, for working the boards. And you can hit me up directly as well, at JR Sport Brief on Instagram and Twitter. I see you, Eric Dirty Dog, RJ Chief, and Chris. We're not going to waste any time. Let's check in with my main man, Eric. Eric, what do you think about the Falcons and what they did in that first round going offense line?
I think they blew.
What did they blow, bro?
If you're going to pick up two offensive linemen in free agency, you can't spend the draft picking up two offensive linemen, especially when you were like dead last against the run last year. One of the reasons why we lost the Super Bowl guys a couple years ago is because our guys are too light in the behind. Okay? We get pushed around too much. We needed a run stopper, and you're not going to be able to pay Grady Jarrett next year. All right? Just food for thought.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you calling up. Our guys in the front might be dangerous. Grady Jarrett is a bad man. He is a Pro Bowler. He's dangerous. He's going to get to the quarterback. He's going to help out on the run, but he's not a gigantic human being. Dexter Lawrence was still on the board when the Falcons selected at 14. He's a run stopper. That's a big man. That's somebody who would go out there and devour a running back if you hand him the ball. Boom. Dexter Lawrence has him. That's not what happened. They went O-line. Let's check in with Dirty Dog. Dirty Dog, what are your thoughts?
What's up, JR? What's happening, man?
I'm good, brother. What are your thoughts on what the Falcons did?
Look, man, I'm a season ticket holder. Last season, it got so bad that I didn't go to any of the last five home games.
Mm.
Looks like this season, a lot of my friends are going to be happy they get to go see the new Mercedes-Benz Dome. The Falcons blew it, brother. Look, we talked. We heard talk for a month before the draft. Falcons were talking to Detroit. At Detroit's number 8 pick, they could have got Oliver. They could have got Wilkins. They could have got, hell, they sold the farm for pick 31.
To go get a tackle.
To go get a rookie tackle. Why not go get somebody that's going to do something for you? We didn't even know this kid's going to start. He ain't going to start. He ain't going to start. He's a developmental player. They've admitted that. He ain't going to start. So why not, if you're going to sell second and third round farm, which is what they said they didn't want to do, why are you going to do it and not go get somebody that means something? You could have had Oliver. You could have had Lawrence. Hell, if you're going to give away 2 and 3, you should have went ahead and gone up. Let's traded spots with the Jets and got the man we really wanted from Alabama. You gave away the cream of the crop when you gave away 2 and 3.
Well, you know what?
Ain't nothing left in 4 and 5, 6 and 7. There ain't nothing left worth taking there.
Appreciate you calling up, my man. Nah, you hit the nail on the head. And let's not ignore the fact, okay, I'll give them credit. The Falcons went and got defense later on in the draft. They picked up defense today. John Kaminsky. Kendall Sheffield from Ohio State, going to play quarter. Jordan Miller, going to play corner. You got a running back. They needed a running back because the running backs, we talk about the defensive linemen not being all that big. They went and got Quadre Allison from Pitt. A little bit bigger of a guy. Okay? He's bigger than Devontae. He's bigger than Ito. He's a little bit bigger of a guy. But to your point, they drafted early in that first round based on development. And Dan Quinn, he gave us a little bit of insight as to whether or not Lindstrom and McGarry are going to start. This is what.
Yeah, you love the competition. We'll find the best five. The two guys that we've added, they'll have some versatility from the draft side of things, and we'll play the best five as they come out. All have their own strengths and versatility, but two more significant additions.
Isn't that the whole point of just like any team? That was a whole lot of nothing that was said there by Coach Quinn. The best guys are going to play like, duh. We're not going to leave the best guys on the bench. That's not how it goes. And, okay, we can't say that the Falcons line is what they had years ago when you had a Chester and you had a Fusco and you had a Levitre who ended up being hurt last year, or Ryan Schrader. This is not that type of line. This is not that Super Bowl, NFC champion line. That's not what it is. They needed help, but you know what? You got free agents. Did you change your mind, like, after you paid these guys? After you paid Brown and Carpenter, did you just change your mind? It doesn't go on that way. Let's check in with my main man, RJ, calling in from Cummings. RJ, what do you think about what the Falcons did in that first round?
I trust GQ, man. Like, I was against everybody because, like, you know how Brook, Frankel, everybody, undrafted free agents, how we look at Grady Jarrett. He's a fifth-round pick. How he plays? He plays like second-round or late first-round guy. Just trust our coach. So they know better than us. That's what I feel. Because we knew we need defensive line, but it's all about scheme, all about the fitting into our line, our scheme and everything. For sure, I think this year our defense will improve.
Okay. Well, thank you, RJ. I appreciate you. Anybody who has a J and an R in their initials is good by me. Thank you, RJ, from Cummings, for calling up. Look, I get what you're saying. I give all the credit in the world to coaches, head coaches. If me and Dan Quinn sat in a room and talked football, he would talk circles around me. That's his job. That's what he gets paid for. He gets paid the big money. And Dimitroff, they get paid the big money to get the players, to get the strategy together, and to execute the plan. We see, all of us fans, everybody who turns the TV on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday, we see the result of that plan they put together. I don't need to be in the room with them to know that, hey, what I look at on that field, whether it stinks or whether it smells like a bed of roses. And what I saw last year was a lot of injuries, and I saw some pretty bad things in the secondary. I saw a lack of a pass rush, and those were things that I thought they could have improved upon earlier in the draft rather than waiting until the last day, which is today, to scoop guys up in the fifth round, to get a guy in the fourth. I mean, you could have did this on Thursday. You really could have. Let's check in with Corey. Corey's calling in from Atlanta. Corey, what's up?
Yeah, this Chief.
I'm sorry about that, Chief. Chief, go ahead. What do you think about what they did? I know you're calling out a College Park.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to try to talk you off the ledge a little bit. Me, I'm coming from a thing where I'm watching the team play every Sunday. I'm seeing my quarterback get killed. This man takes some of the hardest hits that this city don't give him credit for. He just gets up and gets up. But he's on borrowed time if you keep getting your quarterback hit like that. He's on borrowed time. Maybe not two offensive linemen. It was the first two picks. But you had to have one. Maybe not two, but you had to have one, at least one. And they went with two, and I'm going to go with Coach on this one because when he came to the Atlanta and he drafted Neal, everybody was like, well, why is he dropping the safety? Hey, Neal's a pretty good player. You were hurting up the middle on defense. Their teams had more holes than we really realized. And he went and picked up some defense and, you know, tackles and the extra people for the defensive line, you know, by free agency. They picked up here and there, but you can't get everything in one pick. Or two picks. So, hey, that's my opinion.
I appreciate you, Chief. Thank you for calling up. I agree with you, man. I'm not on the ledge. I'm not going to jump. I'm just being realistic. You kind of halfway agree with what I said. Two offensive linemen, a guard, and a right tackle? After you just signed two? We know Matt Ryan is getting the big bucks. We know it. That bank account is full. Mr. Blank has to write that check. And I'm pretty sure Matt Ryan got a nice direct deposit set up. And you want to protect your investment like anything else. This draft is all about diversifying your portfolio. You had an opportunity to protect them, and you went out and did it. But what do you do in free agency? Carpenter's not a scrub. Solid veteran offensive lineman. Okay, Jamon Brown, not a scrub, solid veteran offensive lineman. Why do some of the last big transactions that you make, whether it comes via free agency or whether it comes via the draft, Why is it all offensive linemen? I mean, are there not two sides to the ball? And yeah, I give Quinn credit, and I give Matt Ryan tons of credit. I think sometimes Matt Ryan gets dogged out when people don't realize he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I would take Matt Ryan over a whole lot of teams' quarterbacks. Let's be real here. We can be upset sometimes, and some people may not give him the credit. I'm taking Matt Ryan. I'm happy. I want to keep him standing upright on 2 feet and not on his back with his legs and his arms up getting helped up by the offensive lineman. That's not what we need. But their offense was putting up some points despite the injuries. The defense needed some adjustments. That is not what they did. I see you out there, David, Coach Joseph, Corey, Chris. We're going to get back to more of your calls. I'm not on the cliff. I'm just not happy. You know what? We actually have an opportunity here. You know what? So let's check in with David calling in from Hampton. David, how are you? What do you think about what the Falcons did in that first round and in a draft so far?
At first, I was unhappy only because I thought we were going to trade up to get Ed Oliver, possibly trade with Detroit. But when I seen that we got a guard, then that's when I was like, oh, no, I don't like it at all, because we missed out on a lot of offensive tackles we could have took possibly at 14, that kid out of Florida, Juwan Taylor. But then I was glad because we did trade back into the first round. I thought for sure we were going to get DeAndre Baker, and that didn't happen. So I'm very just upset right now. It's very confusing to me. But I do want to trust in Dan Quinn, his system. He's taking over the defense right now. Maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe his new style of play, coaching defense, will maybe go and help put these guys in a great position. But I am confused right now.
We'll see. Put the defense in a great position. Dan Quinn is doing it because he knows his neck is on the line. When the people you had running the ship start steering it in the wrong direction, you want to take over before you crash. That's what Dan Quinn is doing. And I'm glad you brought up Mr. DeAndre Baker. Guess what? He's a New York Giant. Greedy Williams, guess where he's at? He's going to be in that fun town, that fun show in Cleveland. They're going to be interesting to watch. We're taking more of your calls. Are you happy with what the Falcons did in that first round? A guard and a tackle? I ain't happy about it. Let me know your thoughts, 404-741-0929. I see you, Coach, Corey, and Chris. Hit me up at JR Sport Brief. Hit us up at 929 The Game. It's JR here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. Of course, we're talking NFL draft. The Falcons decided to go O-line early in the draft. And now in these later rounds today, they decided to go defense today, picking up a Kendall Sheffield from Ohio State, corner. John Kaminsky, lineman, coming out of Charleston. Quadre Allison, hey, running back, a bigger running back, 6'1". Bigger than Mr. Freeman, bigger than Smith. They definitely needed that at running back. Jordan Miller, cornerback from Washington. But they didn't get that big impact defender out of the gate, out of the box. That's what they missed out on. Okay? Two offensive linemen in the first round? I wouldn't do it. They blew it. That's why we're taking your calls. I see you, Coach Joseph, Adrian, KC, Chris. Numbers 404-741-0929. You know where to find us online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at 929 The Game. You can hit me up directly at JR Sport Brief. I'm everywhere, all over the place. But right now I'm here on these phone lines. And I got to say this. I'm not disagreeing that they needed some help on the line. I wouldn't mind depth. There's nothing wrong with depth. But they signed two linemen. And we know it's all about the trenches. Football is I don't know if you want to call it an inside-out game, but you got to start with a dude to do in battle. Right at the line of scrimmage, right when the ball and right where the ball is snapped, that's where you have to start. But it should be the same thing on the opposite side, okay? On the defensive side as well. Matt Ryan would have been protected. They had a solid line before you went ahead and drafted these two young men in the first round, okay? James Carpenter coming over from the Jets. Jermon Brown coming over from the Giants. You still had Jake Matthews. You have Alex Mack, who's not at the end yet. You had solid players there. You didn't have to go and get two linemen to start the draft in the first round. And then you traded up to get one at the end, 31st. Unnecessary. You didn't need to do it. When you think about what the Falcons have done or what they did last year on defense, they just gave up yards all over the place. They were sixth in giving up the most yards last year on the passing side. 4,100 yards. Okay? You want to talk about what they did on the rushing side, stopping the run? They were eighth. They gave up just about 2,000 yards rushing. That's a whole lot of yards. Are you going to think Trufant is going to round back into form and help out? Do you think Isaiah Oliver is going to round back into form and help out? Do you think your main man, Rico Allen, is going to be all the way healthy? What about Neal? The defense has more question marks than the offense, which performed in the top third in the entire NFL last year. Let's check in with Coach Joseph, who happens to be on the line. He's calling in from Marietta. Let's see what Coach Joseph has to say about what the Falcons did. What are your thoughts, Coach?
Thank you for having me here. Welcome to the Coach's Clinic, fellas. Listen, one of the things that we keep forgetting, I think it was a great pickup, and I'll tell you why. Time of possession is very important in any league. Everybody in that draft has been drafted so far is unproven. So we can sit here and speculate at what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. We clearly see what Vic Beasley's done. What Atlanta has done is they gave it a chance to have a good run game. How many times have we lost a game, guys, because it's 4th and 1 and we cannot get that extra yard? We have to score fast. We get up by 28 and we lose. You know why? Because we can't slow the tempo down. We need this. It doesn't. Matt Ryan is our Ferrari. If you can't start the ignition, that means keeping him off his back, you can't score. And the last time I checked, fellas, and I've been coaching about 9 years now, I don't know many times you intercepted the ball on a defense and run it back for a score. I think most of the scoring is coming from the offense, and in order to win a game, you got to score.
That is the name of the game, and I appreciate you calling up, Coach Joseph. Thanks you for your thoughts.
Thank you.
That is correct. Matt Ryan may be the Ferrari. You don't want to leave him out in the rain. You don't want acid rain falling on him. You want to be careful when you take him out and take him for a drive. But at the end of the day, the Falcons, we're not playing a long game here. The Falcons have to improve on that 7-9 that they put up last year. They have to improve the defense to stop them. Granted, we know defense also aids in time of possession. It's not just all about the run game and running the clock. What are you going to do when the defense is hemorrhaging and just letting yards bleed and Matt Ryan has to run back out there? And how many more years are you just going to depend on Matt Ryan? The Falcons are in their window. We know they went to the Super Bowl. We know what happened. We ain't getting all in depth about it because that will bring a tear to my eye. But we're in this window. This year is a crucial year. It's a pivotal year. If they don't make some moves, heads are going to roll. It may not be in management. It may come down to players. And we already know if it starts at a managerial level, whether it's Dimitrov or whether it's going to be Coach Quinn, we know that then trickles down into the players. They can't afford to blow it this year. And every player in the draft is unproven. But let's be real. You can go ahead and get a steal. Not everybody is going to be drafted in the first round and turn out to be a Pro Bowler or a Hall of Famer. You're going to find a jewel later on, whether it be a Tom Brady or whether it be Antonio Brown. That we do not know. I think that's quite obvious. But what we do know is what we've seen from some of these college players out of the gate. I'd be thrilled if some of the players that they've drafted in the later rounds our surprises. We would all be happy. Let's check in on the phones. We got Chris, who's been on the line from right here in Atlanta. Chris, what are your thoughts on what the Falcons did in the draft so far?
Gerald, what's going on, man? Truth be told, Doc, I'm with the coach on this one. And I'm not going to lie, I know you said that you guys don't, you know, you're not on the ledge, but it sounds like y'all are. In all honesty, let's look at it this way. You get a lot. The Falcons have a knack for getting quality picks in the later rounds. For example, Grady went in the fifth, Devondre went in the fourth, and I think, Ricardo was the sixth. All of those guys are now quality starters. I understand we had the injuries, and that's actually what I believe did us in defensively last year. But you got to look at during the preseason, they actually looked pretty good. But now, again, injuries aside, we added a lot of run stoppers. Well, not a lot of them, but we added a couple run stoppers in the free agency. And for most people that, you know, follow football, you know that if you can't stop one side of the ball, it's going to be real difficult to stop the other. So now we're focusing on being able to try to stop the run. If we can stop the run, and then we can create some type of pressure, Tack McKinley specializes in pass rush. Vic, even though he didn't perform the way that we want him to aside from the Super Bowl year, he still does specialize in pass rush. We got to put those guys in a position to where they can get after the quarterback. If we can't stop the run, then it's 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1, or 3rd-and-3, then these other teams have the option of doing what they want to do. If you put them in a position where they have to pass, we get our pass rushers that can go out there and get somebody.
I appreciate you calling up, Chris. To be honest, man, I'm not digging the rotational defensive lineman that they picked up in free agency. They ain't hitting the spot for me. I'm just being honest. I see you out there, JKJ, Adrian Joseph. We're going to continue on with this Falcons conversation, and then we're also going to start kicking it about the Braves. We all know Mr. Fultonevich. He's back. That elbow is looking okay, but is it going to last? Is he really going to help them right the ship and move away from this 500 that they've been playing around at? We're going to talk more. It's JR with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.